Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
What is it? Is it that they don't like the Charlottes? You like the Charlottes?
The unified WBA, WBC, and IBF 154-pound champion of the world.
I'm happy, not angry, I'm passionate.
The WBC middleweight champion of the world.
No, I think you're a great fighter. And
I
like,
know that. Yeah. I know that already.
They say, oh, the Charlottes ain't fought nobody.
Like I said, I went to the top already. I seen the bottom before at the top. I seen the bottom. I went back down to the bottom and shot back the fuck back up. Now what they mad at me for?
It's not like old school boxing. Where the best fight the best no more. It's about politics. It's about who you know, who you are, who, if you got a crowd behind you.
Sit your ass in your way division and see if you can beat one of them. Cause fucking with me, you gonna get knocked the fuck out.
If we stand by lines only, just like we made this up, we gonna ride with it. We gonna ride with it till the day we die.
Jermell. Jamal. Charlo.
SDS Promotions.
Canelo, are you ready?
¿Está preparado?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be pound for pound the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Oh, look at this guy.
He is now boxing's first ever undisputed super middleweight champion.
Damas y caballeros de Guadalajara, Jalisco, México.
¡Viva México, cabrones!
You know my level, and you will see, because I'm gonna fuck out everybody.
You know, I mean, I would love to fight Canelo. I would love to show the world that I'm the best.
I wanna get Canelo out here to Houston.
So Canelo, where your cojones at? Let's get it.
Payday, payday, you want payday. I know that. Then you fight with nobody.
TheBoxingBlues.com.
Meet those payday chingatos.
He smacked the shit out of Canelo in
person. The fuck out of here, man. Please. I want to knock out this guy. Mira, en este momento puedo hacer lo que yo quiera, ¿no?
Saúl Canelo Álvarez.
SDS Promotions.
That's funny.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second show, 4 o'clock. We hear previews and predictions for the undercard that is Canelo Alvarez and Jermell Charlo. Lot of undercard fights to discuss. This is a jam-packed pay-per-view fight. Now, this is what I'm talking about. You want my money, this is how you get it. Giving me an entire card, boxing all day long, great names, and we're going to do some previews and predictions. We're going to make it quick and get to the phone calls in case you guys want to preview and predict any of these matchups. Not name the main event. We'll do the main event for tomorrow. Right now, we're going to, you know, specifically discuss the undercard. On the undercard, one of the best fights on that undercard is Yurdenis Urgas taking on Mario Barrios. This is certainly a sleeper fight. And I'm pretty sure it's going to prove to be a banger. Now, Mario moving up in weight. Ugas, biggest win. Manny Pacquiao, which is a small welterweight, older welterweight. A lot of people gave him credit for the Sean Porter fight. But he's also coming off the injury where he got that face broken at the hands of Errol Spence. So, this is his first fight back. We really don't know how well he'll perform. But Barrios is fresher, younger, but lighter. Started his career at 122 pounds. Barrios is now a full welterweight, and he's a very big man, you know, definitely 6 feet or more. And yes, Michael, Barrios has been at the weight since the Keith Thurman fight. He fought Tank at 140, lost by knockout, moved up to 47, fought Keith on pay-per-view, and that fight went the full distance. After that, he scored a knockout to a guy that Broner could not knock out. And here we are. Winner of this fight has to see Cody Crowley. So next, you got Jesus Ramos versus Erickson Lubin. Lubin obviously been in the ring with the main event fighter, Jermell Charlo. Jesus Ramos been in the ring and holds a win over Brian Mendoza, who's going to take on Tim Zhu, a guy that Charlo was supposed to face. So all this very relative, you know. This guy faced that guy, now he's facing this guy. All this very relative. Erickson Lubin been in there with Terrell Gachet, who's also on the undercard. Erickson Lubin, probably the most experienced fighter that Jesus Ramos has been in there with. Erickson Lubin holds the weight advantage over Jesus Ramos, who's 154-pounder, but has fought as light as 147 earlier in his career. Also sparred Terrence Crawford. That's a great 154-pound fight. I cannot deny that I am excited, extremely, extremely excited for this Jesus Ramos fight. This is why, for our fight party, we're opening the doors at 3:30 so that we can catch all of these fights, if not most of them. Because I do think that the card is going to start at 2:30, which that's just too early. So hopefully by 3:30, you know, we didn't miss too many of them. If you haven't already bought your tickets to our fight party, hurry up and do so. As we are near capacity, we have a bunch of fighters going to be in our fight party. We're going to have a bunch of trainers going to be there as well. It's going to be an amazing time. Everything will be documented as well. Continuing with the card, we have Elijah Garcia coming off his big win on the last pay-per-view card. And he's going to be taking on Armando Resendez. This will be a barn burner. This will be a fight. Expect the war. We got Terrell Gachet, his return. Like I said, he's already faced and lost to Erickson Lubin. Also has faced and lost, but dropped the now WBO champion that will be elevated from interim to full.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tim Zoo. We have Terrell Gachet taking on Keandre Leatherwood. This is a good comeback fight. Leatherwood coming off a loss and a win, most recently a win. We'll see what Terrell Gachet has left in the tank. 2012 Olympian, hasn't gotten that title shot win yet, but still chugging away. The return of Alexander Vazdek versus Isak Rodriguez. Vazdek makes his return. He was trained by the Lomachenkos, no longer with the Lomachenkos. We'll see who's going to be in his corner for this fight. We also have the return of the Cuban sensation, Frank Sanchez, who's trained by Eddie Reynoso, taking on Scott Alexander, common opponent with Bermain Stiverne and a lot of others. Scott Alexander, a known journeyman in this sport. Frank Sanchez, an anomaly. Don't know what he's doing. After the big win over Jared Anderson, after the big win over Jared Anderson stablemate, F.A. Ajagba, this dude's done nothing but coast. I mean, nothing but coast. Coasting through the division, fighting the no ones that no one cares. Carmel Moten, after Floyd Mayweather teased us all that he would be fighting Lee Wood, I think it was. He swapped it out for a 4-0 Ezekiel Flores, who's going to be taking on Carmel Moten on this undercard. Moten, superstar talent. We've been telling you about him for over a year now. Certainly get your popcorn, strap in early so that you can watch Moten develop before your eyes. We got Justin Veloria versus Angel Barrera. Don't know either of the two. We'll see what they bring to the table. Then we do have Alabakan Alamaku or Amakan. I don't know what the fuck. You get it. He's going to be there taking on Joshon James. Now, the one I'm interested in is the other one. Beck Noramagaben, whatever, versus Ambimbola Osundario. That shit almost sounds Cuban, but it's like African or Nigerian or something, but I'm definitely locked in to that fight. Now, I will say Nurmagomedov, he is 10-0, 8 KOs, definitely the A-side, super A-side, huge favorite on the books, but very interested in that fight. Then you got Gabriel Gozal versus Venezuela versus Gabriel Solano. No clue who those guys are, but that rounds out all your undercard fights. I mean, again, I hope by 3:30, the only fighters that have fought is Justin Valorio, Angel Barrera, Alabacan Amakula, and Gabriel Venezuela. 3:30, when I open up my motherfucking fight party, the first fight better be Beck Nurmagomedov versus Ambimbola Osunari. Listen, I'm killing that shit, all right? You know, get your own bout sheet. Use the motherfucking video. Pause it. Screen share it. I don't know. I cannot pronounce these names. It is what it is. We want to see them fight. We don't really care about spelling bees. But phone lines are open. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. One time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. I want your predictions. Who you think is going to win before we talk about the main event, which we'll do tomorrow morning, bright and early. We're going out to these phone lines after these quick messages. Oh, I forgot I was screen sharing. Don't I always do that shit? Mother of God.
You unmuted me too.
I know. I went early. I did you early like that, yo.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
My man said, how many vowels in these guys' names? I have no clue. You see that shit. Dude's got like 50 letters per name. Cliff, what up?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What up? I feel like I inspired this show because I asked about this earlier, but even if I didn't, I'm glad that you doing a show on it so I could get everybody's opinions. Because this is a really good undercard, especially the three fights before the main event. Like, this whole card, but I'm going to really sit down and be able to watch at least, I believe, five of, I'm a casual, remember, like I only been in this for 2 years, but it's at least 5 fights on this card that I'm going to watch just as closely as I'm going to watch the main event. That's Cormel, because, you know, he got a lot of buzz, so I'm definitely going to catch him. And then I really like the three fights before the main event, and I got Cormel winning, obviously. I think Garcia is going to beat Armando, and I think Barrios is going to beat Ugas. For some reason, I want him to win because I'm betting on him, but I also think he could win because Ugas got that upset over Pacquiao and it kind of blew him up. He got a long layoff since he fought Spence. So I'm thinking Barrios could outbox him, and he don't get knocked out. I think he should be able to win on the cards. My favorite fight is the Ramos Lubin fight. That's my personal favorite. I know some people like the Barrios Ugas, but yeah, my favorite fight is Ramos Lubin, and I'm taking Ramos. But Lubin is nasty, so I'm expecting this to be a really good fight. But yeah, I'm taking Ramos, and I expect him. I don't know if he's gonna stop him, because sometimes when you get two fighters like this, they don't all. It's not always a stop. It sometimes it will go the distance. So I'm interested.
I mean,
Ramos is
think
so
about.
Young.
Think about. I'm pretty sure Ramos didn't stop Mendoza, did he?
He didn't. Mendoza's tough though.
I mean, Lubin is tough too, bro. Did Lubin even get stopped in the Fundora fight, or did he just look that bad?
He got stopped in the Fundora fight.
I'm
and
sure
he
was
got
late,
knocked out
right?
in the Charlo fight.
It was late, though, right? No, I know the Charlo
was
early.
In the Fundora fight.
Charlo was early. He was young in
Charlo
that fight.
Was
he was
early.
Still, like, he was still like 18 in that fight. You know what I mean?
He was 22. They said he was 22.
Word is
but,
born, he was 22. Cause he only and he
that's
only 26 right now.
Today.
Nah, you gotta look it up.
I heard earlier today. Well, let's look it up. You got all the tools and then shout it out after my call. But I heard he was 22 today.
What maybe, on a press conference?
Lowest he could have been. Yeah, cause they was comparing. He was comparing Ramos fighting him to him fighting Charlo, saying young dude versus you know. He was basically saying that Ramos is in the same situation that he was in, and history is going to repeat itself, and he's going to get the win. But I'm taking
like
Ramos, so Barrios, Garcia, and Canelo.
All right.
All right.
Damn. So he said he going to do a Jermell Charlo on Jesus Ramos. I hear him. Let's see who we got. Remember, number to call 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here, Voice of the People Hotline. We're looking for anybody that wants to make their predictions or you want to preview the card. We got a jam-packed undercard with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 bouts, which are main event. That is definitely value. I don't remember the last time they gave us that much. So I guess that's a good thing. Hopefully that helps in the actual sales. We got Mad Bent, $105. Daily dose of Tanquil. Charlo retires Canelo in 10. Canelo will decide in the 8th. I'm too rich to be taking these punches. Okay, Victor Ortiz. We got Raider Reaper, $2. Want to see Nurmagomedov and Moten debut. Let me see if Jeffrey can help me on this. Or is it Siri? Who do we got today? Nurmagomedov. And Moten, debut, co-main, solid. I mean, I think the entire card is solid, but we got Keep It Moving, $2. He said, yo, tell Danny to hold the ducking camera still. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny, bro. Some dudes, you know, they're just who they are. Like, I bought the dude everything he needs to hold the camera properly. I bought him a mic, and, you know, he doesn't use mics. He doesn't use anything to hold the camera. He's, you know. What are you going to do? It's the youth, right? James Valdez, I went to you yesterday. You were not available. What's up, bruv?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bro,
what's up?
Bro,
what's up?
No, you tell me. This ain't James, man.
All right, my bad. This is Oscar.
You had me waiting 2 hours and you didn't even let me. You didn't come back to me. I was like, bro, I'm not James, man.
I couldn't hear you. I can't hear you when you were saying that yesterday. If you talking about yesterday when I thought you was James.
No,
we certainly couldn't hear
today.
You. Oh, that was this morning. You know, I do so many shows, I lose track of the days. But
bro, I got you, man.
If I
like,
went to you today, I did then, not hear you saying that you're not who I said you were.
Yeah,
we couldn't hear that. Maybe you didn't have a good connection, but you here now, champ. You can go ahead and talk about the first show and talk about this show. It's all good.
I got Canelo knocking him out in the 9th round.
Hmm.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I don't think he's proven it to people. I think he's going to prove it to himself because everybody, you don't think he listens to everything that they're saying he's washed up and all that? I think he's going to get him in the ninth round, bro. Because, I mean, you're a heavyweight, right? If you had an advantage, you could get down to cruiserweight if you wanted to, right?
I mean,
so it's called making weight, not maintaining weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause, right? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure Canelo will fight at cruiserweight with some kind of like rehydration clause on someone because he's not going to let him get all the way up there. So that's the only reason I think. I mean, you know, and I like Charlo. Remember, I called this back then when he was going to fight Makabu. I said, yeah, we'll take Charlo as a tune-up, undisputed versus undisputed. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When I said, I think the little Charlo is better anyways. Yeah. So I think that. And I was to say, man, you're born in the 80s like me, right? You're an 80s baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, one of my favorite cartoons is Transformers. And then, you know, Dragon Ball Z came on later. What's up with all these butt fusions, man? Transforming, man.
All these...
I knew it was like five of them who are like, you know, real big butt fans. Not everybody just transforming into a butt fan now. And I'm not calling you out. I'm saying all the others.
No, I hear you, man. You know, but look, everybody, there's nothing wrong with bandwagon fans, man. Especially how fans treat fighters these days, you know. We got to let a fighter get his shine. Look at what Bud posted today. He said, I'm on top of the world.
No, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, bro, but he ain't going to beat no Canelo, man. I'm telling you, man. You know, he's great and all, but he ain't going to – that dude is too big for him, bro.
Free fight
and
for Canelo, man.
Saying, oh, he's going to move around. He's 36, bro. He ain't no spring chicken no more, dude. He can't move like that. And the way – let me break it down. The way I think Canelo's going to beat Charlo is going to be pressure. Look at the way he was pressuring Caleb. He didn't have to use no footwork. He was just in front of him the whole time. It's going to be like intimidating pressure. Like, I'm just here in front of you. I'm here in front of you, walking you down. That's what I think is going to happen. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I hear you, champ. It's tomorrow.
Well, you have a good
Wait
one, man.
Wait is over. My yes, bad.
Sir, you have a good one, man.
My bad about the Valdez shit. Is that you and him got very, very, very.
You may feel like it's your time.
Very similar
but it's not your time.
Numbers, bro. Like, y'all got, like, y'all literally only have three numbers different. That's weird. We got Super Mix. What up?
What up, champ? What up? How am I coming through?
Straight.
So, I haven't been able to get my call in, but, I think the big deciding factor in this is not going to be size or height or none of that. It's going to be the punch resistance of Charlo. Because I think he can be very competitive with Canelo, especially if Canelo slowed down. But Canelo's punch resistance is used to guys that are 175 who probably rehydrate up to, what, 190, maybe 200 pounds, versus Charlo's been fighting guys at 54 who rehydrate up to the 160s, 170s. So that, I think, is going to play a big part. I wouldn't be shocked at all to see Charlo win the fight. I think he could win it, you know, in the right situation. But if Canelo is still at about 90, 85% of what he was, I think Canelo wins. I'm like everybody else. I'm hearing, and I've been hearing it, and I'm thinking too, eighth or ninth round, he'll get him out of there. But I'm looking forward to Barrios and Ugas. I think it's because I met him at the last TBV event. If you haven't got your tickets and you're going to be in Vegas, better hurry and get them now. TBV always knows how to throw an event, but got to meet Barrios. So I'm picking him. I'm picking Canelo. And, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing Kamaru Usman. I had the privilege of seeing him, thanks to you and Danny, seeing him spar, man. That kid is the goods. That kid is everything you guys say he is, so... other than that, I'm not really. I mean, Ramos should win, so nothing. Nothing really stands out on that card, man. So, just ready to see the fights happen, man. It's gonna be a good one. Interested to see what Canelo we get, though. If he is slipping, like I think a lot of us think he is, I think Charlo has a really good time. I just think the time off in the hand injury or what what holds me back from giving him a better shot. I think it's like a 70-30. Canelo should win. But that's my call, champ.
All right, my brother. Check your texts. Thank you for calling in. And check your text messages, not Texas. See what I did there? See what I did there? Who we going to? Looks like California, right? Remember the number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. One time, Discord, Twitter Spaces also available for calling in and connecting. We're going out to Carlos. What's up?
Yo, yo, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, man, I got the tickets, so I'm going to be out there Saturday night for the fight. I was going to ask you, do you know when the weigh-ins are? What time do they start?
1 second.
I can't get no information on that.
I'll give it to you. Just go ahead with your call as I look it up.
All right, man. There was a question the other day about Canelo slipping. Now, I think everybody that fights with that cam, James, like Spence, who saw what happened, and I think they don't have a lot of hoopla, a little basic, you know, 1-2 coming at you. I'm willing to say if Canelo doesn't knock him out, then he's going to be slipping, because I don't think that dude is that much complicated for Canelo. I don't think he throws feints or anything like that that's going to confuse him. He comes in, if he doesn't knock him out, I'm going to be very surprised, pretty much.
Wow. You don't think Charlo's
durable? Yeah, I still think nah. Not at all. I think Caleb Plant had a little more movement. They gave him a little trouble in the beginning, but we caught up to him. I don't think Charlo has that. The neck is stiff as hell. And remember what Freddie Roach said when Manny Pacquiao will fight a bigger fighter? It's just more of a target for me to land on, right? So if they're bigger, then there's more things for Canelo to hit.
Nah, I hear you. I got that information if you need it. Weigh-in is open to the public 2:30 p.m. It's located at the Toshiba Plaza at the T-Mobile Arena. It'll also be streamed on the YouTube channel that Showtime has and on the Showtime app and on the Showtime Facebook page. So on your way there, you can watch what's going on.
No, I'm going to be there, man. I got some gloves. I'm going to try to get somebody to sign. Simple.
Yeah, I hear you, champ.
All right, man. God bless. Stay up.
Appreciate you, man. Right back at you, Amen. Amen. Juan, Houston.
Yo, yeah, man. I think I'm taking one. Well, no, I ain't think I know I am because I already put some money down on it. Take it, Charlo, man. I think he going out boxing, man. He showed me in that second Castaño fight. That boy can box, man. You know he got power. You know, you saw the way he did Tony Harris in their second fight. So, rolling with Canelo, I put my money on him. I mean, with Charlo, I put my money on him. But if Canelo wins, it ain't going to be by decision. It's going to be by knockout. Go the distance, it's going to be Charlo. My prediction. Hey, so where does it say on the tickets where the location for the party at?
No. Nah, we got to send it to you, Juan.
Like
we sending it to you.
Okay.
But it's not your time.
I'll have Danny do
that. Weigh-in? How do we find that weigh-in,
Juan? I mean, the weigh-in, you just got to go to the T-Mobile Arena, the Toshiba Plaza, at 2:30. It's open to the public.
Okay, I'm going to take some pictures from my pops, man. He going to chemo right now. My show wish he could have came, but...
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Nah, yeah, appreciate man. You, man. Appreciate you. Get them pictures for your dad.
Yeah, I'm on my way there. I'll get back with y'all, man. TDD, man. Like and subscribe.
Let's do it. Brandon, Twitter. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans, hey. Get us more callers.
Hey, this might be the first fight I buy on pay-per-view. What do you think? You think I should buy it? Because I really want to watch it.
I need a sound bite for you, Brandon. You're like a little troll. Do I think you should buy it?
I want to see it because I haven't seen like a high profile fight before live. I always see them after the fact, but even then, when they're on YouTube, the quality of the video footage is sort of like blurry and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I kind of want to see it. So like, where can I see it? Is it, so I just have to pay like
pay-per-view,
one fee or is like
pay-per-view.com.
Pay-per-view.com. And like, do I have to subscribe to make a subscription?
Nope.
And then buy it, or I just have to buy it?
Nope.
Okay. I think I might buy this one, honestly, because this is going to be a good one. I feel it, because, like, okay, if you think about it, okay, the weigh-in tomorrow, I'm going to see that, but if you think about it, it's Jermell Charlo and Canelo Alvarez. Like, when they're in the ring together, like, something is going to be, like, sparking up in terms of, like the chemistry of like, so this might be a legendary fight in terms of like people look back, kind of like the Crawford Spence fight, but the Crawford Spence fight was more like humiliation type fight.
Mm.
This fight is going to be like, okay, does Canelo still have it in him to like push this one through, maybe get a knockout? And we're about to find out. And I don't know what's going to happen. I got Canelo winning, but I mean, I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know how many rounds it'll, that sort of thing. So I think I just want to see this live, man. I want to see this live. I want to see the commentary live. And like, do I, let's say I buy it, can I buy it like right now? And then like I can, because doesn't it like have like those different fights in it? Like there's like three different fights before it.
12.
I can see those two. 12 fights on a Saturday. Oh, I'll be spending the whole Saturday just literally watching it.
Yeah, that's why you should buy it on pay-per-view.com. So, you know, if you don't get to watch it all, you can always come back and watch it.
I actually might do that. I might do that Saturday morning or Friday night because I really want to see it. Are you doing a live commentary as well?
No, we're going to be doing a watch party, so we're going to be chilling. We'll be doing immediate reaction, though, for sure.
Okay, yeah, I think I might buy this one. Yeah, it looks to be a good one. Yeah, but who do you got winning? You got Charlo winning or Canelo?
Canelito.
El Canelo? Are you a Canelo fan?
Huge, bro.
who's your favorite fighter?
Canelito.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
More than Floyd because he has 59 wins?
Floyd? Who's that?
You may feel like it's your time.
Floyd Mayweather.
It's not your time.
Bro, the homeboy's retired, bro. I like active fighters. Trey, what up?
Yo, I'm speaking early. What's good with my boys, man?
Chilling.
Man, so here's my final prediction, Ness. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Hey, don't call me no fucking clown because I picked Regis over Devin, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? You called me a clown earlier. You was like some that's some Nebraska bias Shakur shit.
It is.
Man, fuck. Hell no. Nah. I don't fuck with Dev. It's not me being biased.
Hey, you just said it. I don't fuck with Dev. That means you ain't even look at Regis' last fight.
Man, his last fight was terrible, obviously. And I
his last fight was terrible versus a boxer. And Dev is... When you look up boxer, his name, right, his face right there in the dictionary.
Man, I ain't trying to hear it. That man ain't got
you
shit on court.
You gonna lose that 500. Yeah. I hope you ain't send it to Danny because you gonna lose that shit. Look, he went deaf now. Shit. He just remembered, like, oh shit, let me cancel that 500.
Yo, no. Nah, I ain't canceling shit, nigga. You know I'm duck. No smoke. You know what's coming with the biggest. But listen, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, listen, check me out, my nigga. Check me out, though. I got Canelo beating Charlo by stoppage in 11. And the reason
my
I say
couldn't
this
stop is Rada. Rada not even from the roads. You feel me? Like,
nah,
Charlo
nah,
from Houston, he a lion.
Nah, when we talk about boxing, we talking about niggas who moving their head and niggas who can box and beat boxer punchers, which are whatever y'all want to call this bum ass dude. I ain't trying to hear all that, man. I got Canelo stopping him in 11 and then Bud beating him, obviously. But who y'all need to be on the radar for is your boy Edwin, man. You be speaking about Edwin like De Los Santos is going to give us a nice little fight, but nah. Not at all, my boy. I got Dev, so. I got Dev.
Shakur, you mean?
Losing.
You mean you got Shakur?
No, I got Dev losing. I got Charlo losing. I got Shakur stopping Edwin after
you
watching.
You so biased. Bud want to fight Charlo, so Charlo losing. Shakur want to fight Dev, so Dev losing. You a little biased.
All right.
Look, that's why the boxing guy's taking his phone off. They like, damn, why he being so biased? Then they say it's me. You see, they say I'm biased. I don't know. Like, look, they in the chat like, oh, Ness, any other time you say you're a fan of the sport. Bro, I was trolling the troll when I said I'm a Canelo fan.
No, you love Canelo, nigga. You're the biggest Nello fan I know, man. Ain't no beating around the bush to come to you talking about Nello.
Feel like it's your time.
Bruh.
But I'm out, champ. Get up with me, bruh.
Nobody ain't do what Nello done.
What's up, you?
How he just finished his call and just start jonesing with a shorty. You heard him? Zorro de la Vega. Zorro de la Vega. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and smash that thumbs up. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans. If you want to call in, you know the number to do so. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. Chad, Toronto. Yeah. Undercard previews and predictions. Call in and give your prediction.
Yes.
What up, Chad?
Yeah, not much. How you doing? I mean, look, you can like a fighter. I mean, I go as far as say you can be a fan. The problem is you've got to be willing to be critical of the fighter. You've got to be willing to, that's the problem with fans, is it's not that you can't like a fighter or what he does. I mean, I'm a fan of lots of fighters, but if they perform poorly or do something I don't like, I'll call them out on it too. I'm not stuck being a fan and just being positive, you know? I mean, shit, man, who doesn't like what Nello has done, you know, for our generation, for our era of boxing? I mean, you gotta respect at least part of it, if not all of it. Anyway, man, I was thinking about it. I think I like Barrios over Ugas this weekend, man.
Decision, you know, like, or stoppage? Decision or stoppage?
Stoppage. Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, I think this...
That'll be his biggest stoppage ever, though, bro. I don't think he's gotten a stoppage on that level.
It would, but I think Ugas is prime for it. You know, like, when you put all the factors into the pot, like his age... He's been inactive since the Spence fight. And I mean, you know, he took a bit of a beat in that fight too, man. I just think if you add all that up, this would be a huge opportunity for Barrios if he could pull off that stoppage, right? It would raise his profile big time, even though in reality, Ugas is, you know, in his twilight years, but still. So I think Barrios will rise to it. And we'll see something out of Barrios, and I think I could see it. Yes. As far as though Ramos and Lubin, I don't know, man. I can't make a firm decision. I think it's just a fight I'm just gonna have to see, because Lubin's last fight was only like, what, 3 months ago, right? 2 months ago? It was recent. Are you able to look, Nest, at the...
Yeah, I can look. Give me 1 second.
Because he fought quite recently. Now, I know Ramos fought, you know, this year. I think earlier in the year. But I don't think it's as recent as Lubin. That's the only thing I don't...
Lubin fought in...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
He last fought versus Arias, and that was June 24th of this year. Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, right? Now, do me another favor, though, while you got his – is that box rec you're on?
Yeah, and Ramos last fought – okay, he's not bad. He lost for March of this year, so he's got 6 months out the ring, and Lubin got 3 months out the ring. Not a big deal.
No, you don't see. I don't know. I feel like it's a little recent, but do me a favor.
Better for Lubin. It makes Lubin more. You know.
Yeah.
He's fresher, but also Ramos. You know, he's young, so you know, fighting once only, and it only being, you know, 6 months ago. That's not bad.
No, you're right. Like, 6 months is plenty. I was thinking with Lubin being only 3 months if it would be an issue or not. But you're right, man. These guys are young, and they should be able to bounce back and fight at least three times a year, right? I'm just saying, though, most of these guys don't. So I feel like it's a bit of a question mark. But I was looking at Lubin's resume. Like, I really like Lubin, man. I just respect – I have a lot of respect for him as a fighter.
So I just think
he's a dog.
You think he's going to upset the young guy?
I could see it. I could see it, him rising up to this, especially after the Fandora loss. You know, he'll be looking to get his name back in the band's good graces, right? Yeah, man, I could see it. But Ramos is a good fighter too. Like, I just need to see the fight. I'm a little bit undecided on that one. I don't feel strongly either way. I think both guys are going to come to make a point, you know, to make a statement. I hope it's going to be a really good fight. I'm counting on it being good.
Tough fight.
Yeah. I'm finding I can't really commit. But so the fourth fight that's on the televised portion, sorry, you're going to have to remind me who it is. Like, I can't think of their names at all right now, Ness. It's like,
Elijah
there's only four
Garcia
fights.
Versus Armando Resendez.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
I mean,
like, what do you think about that fight?
I like this fight. Elijah Garcia's coming off of a big win. He upset me, so now I'm a fan. I picked the Samson Lewicovich fighter before this fight, Amilcar Vidal, and that fight was on the March. I think it was the March pay-per-view, maybe the Keller Plant. And man, we had so many fights this year. I think it was the Benavidez fight that was on, and Vidal got stopped by Garcia. Garcia's a young kid. He's only 20, 15-0, 12 KOs. And, you know, he's got some wins, but he hasn't been stepped up. This is a good win, but as you can see, look, it's only a six-rounder, and he didn't knock him out. That tells you that this power that they're saying this kid got, I don't know how real it is. This same guy, Rowdy Legend Montgomery, did not get stopped on July 29th versus Steven Nelson either. This is one tough SOB, this guy. You see him, you don't take the fight. You don't take
right.
the fight with your fighter unless you know your fighter could beat this guy. This is one journeyman that will upset your ass. And people barely knock him out, man. I mean, I don't think he's ever been stopped.
Garcia's
solid, man, but, you know, word on the street, last two fights, he's kind of gassed out, but he did get the stoppage in the Vidal fight. But in the Zambrano fight, they say he gassed out a little bit. You know, we'll see.
All right.
They developing him. Yeah. He's still young.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to want to watch that one because I'd like to get to know both of those guys a little bit better. And then, yeah, I feel
Armando
like I've already spoken
Resendez,
on
it. Actually, Resendez is coming off an upset, too. Let me. He just upset somebody.
Yeah, look that up.
Yeah, there it goes. He upset Jarrett Hurd, bro. I knew it. He fucked up
Jarrett
Hurd, Yeah, no, this
right.
is, listen to me, this fight, someone's getting stopped because, you know, obviously, Armendez, or what is his name? His name is Resendez. This kid comes forward.
Resendez.
He comes forward. Yeah. And, you know, he didn't stop Jarrett Hurd, but Jarrett Hurd ain't punching, like, Garcia, but then Garcia didn't stop Legend. I don't know. It's tough, but still going to be a barn burner. I can guarantee that.
I don't pay a lot of mind to that, like, triangle theory anyway. But tell me, where is he from, Resendez or whatever?
Mexico.
Where is he from?
Mexico.
Mexico. Another great Mexican. Okay, man. That's kind of all I got for you, Ness. I'll keep listening. I'll see you tomorrow.
Man, Nino, where the hell you been at?
Yo, Ness, you can hear me?
Perfect.
Yeah, man. I don't really know too much about the undercard, man. I was just calling to talk about that Ramos fight. I've been seeing a lot of my homies, man, picking Lubin for some reason. I don't think Lubin got it, man. I
he
think
more
Ramos
experience.
Stop him.
He been in with a
yeah,
tougher competition too.
Yeah. Well, how you feel about that fight? You gonna say your pick yet, or you gonna wait?
Ooh, no, sir.
I feel that. Yeah, I'm definitely going with Ramos, though. I think he's going to get him out of there probably around, like, round nine, something like that. But I've been hearing hella people say Lubin can outbox him. I like Lubin, man. I just don't think his chin can hold up to that punishment for the full fight, man. I think Ramos just going to bring too much for him. And I think that's going to be a good step-up fight for Ramos. But I think it's really a 50-50 fight. I looked at the odds. They got Lubin. I think his decision was like plus 800 on there. And
no
the knockout
way.
Was like plus 650. I posted it the other day. You got to look at it. I think it was
damn,
on
he that much of a dog?
Yeah, the money line is like Lubin negative 400. I mean, plus 450, my bad. But, yeah, he a big underdog. On
no,
there.
No, Lubin is plus 340.
What, that's on DraftKings?
That's Bovada. Let me see my bookie. Because I can't use DraftKings out here.
For sure.
On my bookie, he a plus 284. The fight tighter than what you saw.
Yeah,
unless money came in on it like crazy.
Yeah, I feel that. I just, where is that right here? Yeah, I just posted it on my online thing. It got Erickson Lubin, KO, TKO, DQ, plus 650. And then decision and technical decision plus 800. I just posted it. But I've been hearing a lot about this Garcia kid, too. They said that's a toss-up fight. But I ain't never seen Garcia, though. I might put him on one of my parlays, though, for a knockout. I heard he might get the stop. So I'm looking forward to that fight. And with Ugas, man, I don't know about Ugas, man. I feel like if this was like 3-4 years ago, I would go with Ugas. But I feel like people holding that Manny Pacquiao win a little bit too high than they should. Like I feel like they just leaning on that. And he just got his shit broke by Earl, man. You know what I'm saying? He been chilling, living a good life. He got two nice paydays. Niggas sparring in his little mansion and shit. I seen him on Twitter. So he just living a good life, man. I feel like he's just fighting because he loves the sport at this point. I don't really know what he got left. But I think Barrios is going to get that UD, man. I'm going with Barrios. I'm going to rock with Ramos. And I'm going to probably put Garcia on my parlay. But that's all I got for you, man.
All right.
But it's not your time.
Let's see here. Average boxing fan, what up?
What's up, bro? Fucking, it's time to get turned up. It's fucking fight weekend.
24 hours away.
Yes, sir. On the undercard, bro.
Well, actually, 48.
Caramel Morton, I thought he was fighting one of Robert's boys, but I guess not, bro.
Yeah, it's not. I asked Robert. He said that ain't his fighter.
Yeah, and then I got Barrios, bro. I thought Ugas got fucking wrecked his last fight. I don't think he's going to come back and look the same.
Bro, Ugas is on a 17-month layoff. He last fought the year before last, 2022 April. So by the time he gets in the ring September 30th, it should be 17 months, no?
Yeah, it's been a minute, too. I got Barrios, though. I think Barrios might stop him. Maybe I'm being a little biased because I've been a fan of Barrios since, like, 2015, bro. And on Mono Ramos, I got Mono Ramos winning. And then I want to see that dude either take on Sue if Jermell don't come back down or fucking put him out there with Spence if Spence ain't going to fight.
Decision or stoppage?
Who? Ramos stoppage, bro.
What?
Yeah, I'm taking Ramos with the stoppage.
You think Lubin's done?
Not necessarily. I just think Ramos, I think highly of Ramos, bro.
But he didn't stop Mendoza, bro.
Yeah, but I don't know. I got to stop in Lubin, bro.
I mean, Lubin only been stopped by Fundura. And that was Cunningham threw the towel. And then, obviously, Jermell, who got the, you know, knocked him out cold. But that was early in the fight. Some people could say he slept him cold. He got a lot of good wins, bro. Nathan Gallimore.
You don't think he's been? I don't know, bro.
Ishe Smith.
You think it goes to UD or what? Split?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make you convince me why I'm trying to play devil's advocate so you can tell me all your reasons why you think Mono gets it.
I think he's going to put the pressure on that boy. He's gonna take him out, bro. That's how I see it. Plus, I want to see Ramos and Zoo or fucking with Spence at 54, bro.
Damn, so you also
Spence
not giving
get that,
you also not giving Mendoza a shot either.
You think he can upset Sue or what?
Bro, ain't he on two upsets as it is?
Yeah, but I don't know. I like Sue, bro. He's fucking good too.
You feel like it's your time.
I ain't saying he not. I'm just saying Mendoza's on two upsets también. So he could upset Sue if he already upset two people.
The whole pay-per-view card is stacked, bro. I'm fucking hyped for this shit.
Word. Champ, that's the bell. Let me get to some others. Who we got? That looks like Rex. Oh, wait. I'm screen sharing this. About to fuck up again. Rex, what up?
What up, baby? Yeah, I got my name right to show, baby. Let's go.
Yo, disconnect that Bluetooth, champ. You breaking up. The Bluetooth is losing service, I guess.
Hey, hold on a second.
Yeah, you hear me now?
Word.
I got Barrios winning that fight. I think he's younger and fresher. I think he's gonna go to distance. I got Barrios winning that Ugas fight. The Lubin Ramos fight, like it's like your brain kind of makes you want to pick Ramos, but my gut is saying that you can't never go Lubin. He's so tough. He's got the experience.
And the power.
I can't call that one.
And he got the power. He the one with the power for sure.
And he got the power. You're right, man. That's what I'm saying. Like I really can't. That's a good fight, man. I can't call that one. That's a good fight. I can't wait to see that one. And you know, the main event, I definitely got Canelo in 12. I got Canelo winning that in 12. You know, it was really hard to beat that man at the scorecards. I think it's going to be a good fight. I got Canelo in 12. And I was watching his show like last Thursday, and you played an interview from him when he was speaking like all in Mexican, and you kind of translated it for us or whatever. I just feel like Canelo's not that naive to like. You know,
people were asking for the Charlo fight, and now that you got it, people are complaining because when we were asking for it, it was back when, you know, Charlo was looking unstoppable at 160, Jamal. Both of them were at the top of their game, and that's why the fans were calling for that fight back then. You understand? Like, now it's like, you know, both of them have been out of the ring, and one of them struggling to come back from an injury. It's like, it's not the – it's probably the right timing for him, but for the fans, we wanted the bigger Jamal back when they were both on fire. So I feel like you can't be that naive to feel like, you know, why you're not getting a little bit of criticism from the timing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't think it's the best time for – Jamal may think it's his time because he's undisputed now and he's gotten better since back then. But I kind of feel like how the show – how they say in the show, you know, Jamal, you might think it's your time. But it's not your time. But it's not your time. But it's not your time, brother. I got Canelo with 12, Doug. That's my call. TBV. I'm out.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Let's see what we got here. Baltimore. We got Pablo Escobar. What up?
Yo, how's Ness? You hear me?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if I can do this quick. Garcia, Resendiz. Garcia, what he showed me in that Vidal fight, he has grit. So that's going to be something that I'm going to be watching. But that fight against Salgado, it does kind of worry me, though, because he did gas out in those later rounds. Granted, he took that fight within a month, but I don't know. I'm a bit shaky. Resendiz, I've only seen him fought twice. It was against Marcos Hernandez, and Mad Jared Hurd. The difference between those two, that Marcos Hernandez fight, he took it too early because Hernandez was a veteran at that time, and he just basically outbullied him, outschooled him at that fight. And he actually got knocked down, that I remember. That Hurd fight, he thought to himself, he's a short fighter. Hurd is a taller fighter. He may have that power and have that reach. Resendiz was like, fuck it. Let me go inside and let me just beat him down because that's what Hurd would like. And just so happens he managed to not stop him, but at least give him a laceration on the lip. And he's just a come-forward fighter. So if Garcia, he's got to be a little bit more methodical when it comes to his defense and his combinations. It's going to be a close one. I got Garcia winning by close UD. Ugas Barrios. Ugas, a lot of questions and answers with him. Is father time catching up to him? Is that eye 100% healthy? And can he outbox Barrios throughout the 12 rounds? He can do that, but it's just a lot of questions and answers. Barrios, it's like I want to root for him. It's like he let me down at times. It's like he can do it, but he's not showing me. Like that Akhmedov fight, he was boxing beautifully. Knocked him down twice in the early rounds. But towards the later rounds, it was like, I don't know what just happened. It's like, oh, man, I'm just like, he threw a lot more combinations and Barrios just slowed down at that time. Granted, I don't think Bob Santos was in that training him at that time.
Nah, that was Virgil.
Who knows?
That was Virgil.
Yeah. So it's a tough one, but you know what? I'm going to go Barrios by unanimous. I think Ugas, it's a tough one because it's like he's been out for so long and it's like I want Barrios to get that big win he deserves and I feel like he's going to get into this one. Ramos and Lubin. Ramos, you look at his resume, he's pretty much fought every different type of fighter he's faced off. Grizzled veteran, tricky fighter, a big name now because of Mendoza. And Lubin, he's just too chinny for me. And that's the problem with him. I got Ramos winning.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
All right, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Champ, any other fights that you missed? Because you did a good job. I like the breakdown.
All right, thank you. Let me see. Let me shout out Frank Sanchez for actually fighting for once. Who else?
Frank,
I mean, I care about him, but you know, you just let me down.
I can name so many other heavyweights that are more exciting than Frank Sanchez that Shit. I don't know what's up with
that. I know, but it's like
that dude beat FA Ajagba and went on vacation, like in terms of opposition. How you beat the best dude you ever fought and then you start getting babied? That shit crazy. But listen, that was the bell. Let me get to some other people. Ronnie Phoenix, what up?
Yes, what's going on with you? How you doing?
Another day, another podcast, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I was calling in right now because I heard you guys saying that Garcia gassed out on his last fight, man. So I wanted to go on there and check out because I remember the opposite. I remember him kind of losing some early rounds and then coming on kind of strong at the end. And so I pulled up the actual scorecards, and he lost one round. I'm going to go in the last five rounds. He lost one on one judge. He lost two on another judges, and he lost one on the other judges. So he won all the later rounds. You know, all three judges gave the ninth round to Salgado, and one other judge gave the eighth round to Salgado. But besides that, Elijah came out pretty strong at the end of that fight, bro. I'm gonna roll with Garcia. I've already told you guys this. I called him before and talked about it. They're AZ cats, so I'm gonna be rolling with the hometown, Garcia and Ramos. I don't know about the KO on either one of them. Erickson Lubin, like you were pointing out a while ago, he's had some tough fights where I don't know, man. He showed durability, but he did get knocked out pretty smooth by Charlo. So I don't know, man. I think Ramos is a big, strong kid who could TKO him. I don't see a one punch knockout or something coming, but I can't see a TKO coming from Ramos. I'm rolling with Canelo in the main event. Like I said the whole time, it's a toss-up fight. Me, bro, go either way. Charlo ain't no slouch, and he ain't nothing to play with. He's very good boxer, bro. He's got very good toughness. He's got good power. I just don't know, jumping up two weight classes, if that power is going to carry with him and what his punch resistance is going to be carrying up two weight classes. You can't let Canelo get you on the ropes and hit you the way Brian Castaño was hitting you on the ropes like that. Who's the other fight? Let me see. The Garcia, Ramos, Canelo. And what is the other fight, Ness?
You got Barrios, Ugas.
Barrios. Yeah, Barrios. I'm going to roll Barrios, bro. You know what I'm saying? I met him at the fight party, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cool ass dude. Humble as hell, man. And, he's fucking big, Ness. That dude was huge. I even told him in person. I said, bro, how the hell do you make 147, bro? He looked huge to me. I got pictures of him next to me. I'm 235, bro. And you're saying he's big, bro. He's a big boy.
Totally agree.
But, yeah, that's my call, Ness. I'll tune in with you guys on the betting show to see what your guys' actual thoughts are going to be. I hear you swaying people right now. You know what I'm saying? With the Lubin talk and Ramos talk and – And I'll be tuned in, brother. You guys already know. I'll holler at you guys in the morning, man.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. James, what up? Yeah. James? You? Yo, you hear me? Unmute. All right. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up. If you're listening on Twitter Spaces, give me a retweet so we can get some more callers. What's up, James? We hear you.
Yo, Ness, man. Yo, man. If you're telling anybody to bet on Lubin, man, you're telling them to give their money away, man.
Mm.
That's just straight up, man. Like, Ramos is a better fighter. I think when I first seen Ramos a couple of years ago, man, saw the skill set, man. Southpaw, big, strong. You saw how he easily handled the, I guess PBC's bad prediction of prospect of the year for Joey Spencer, easily handled him. Then he goddamn took out light work for his uncle and everything like that, Abel, with Luke Santa Maria. I mean, shit. Lubin, man. my opinion of Lubin is, man, I think he's a good fighter, but I wish he could be 7 pounds lighter. Because I think he would have been a better 47-pounder fighter than a 54. Just my honest opinion. Aside of that, man, you gotta go with
I mean,
Ramos.
You know, technically he started at 47, he just couldn't hold the weight.
That's what I'm saying. He should have stayed his ass down there, man. He should have stayed. If he could have stayed down there, man, I know we can't do hindsight 2020 and shit like that, man. But what would you think his trajectory would have been if he could have been able to maintain that weight?
I mean, he was young when he started, so, you know, you naturally just grow out of those divisions. Look at Barrios. We talking about him in a welterweight fight this weekend. He started at 122.
And look at Earl. Earl stayed in that weight his whole career. Yep. You know what I'm saying? You don't think – so, I mean,
for Earl, no? Or Earl fans?
Earl fans. That's true. Stayed at the weight too damn long. That's true. But other than that, man, I mean, the Resendiz fight, man, I mean, that caller two callers ago, whatever, before the guy from Arizona, he was right on point, man. I think the Resendiz fight, man, and Garcia, that's going to be a toss-up in my opinion. I did see the Jared Hurd win and the Hernandez loss. I'm going to go with Resendiz in that fight, man. And the reason why is because Garcia is not a big puncher in my opinion. I mean, he's very skillful, but I don't think he's going to get past this test. I think this test is a little tougher than expected because Resendiz got more experience with better fighters in the ring. Outside of that, I'm going with Canelo by decision. And people that saying that Barrios is going to win, man, I think they foolish as hell too, because last time that Barrios really looked good is when he fought Cowboy. Other than that, I mean, what? But Giovanni Santiago, I mean, I can't even really give him credit for that win because AB beat that boy, as well as goddamn
Gary
Russell.
Yeah, but Giovanni Santiago didn't get knocked out. AB couldn't knock him out. My boy Barrios knocked him out. So don't disrespect. Like, give him his credit.
For what? For surviving?
No, he knocked him
out. Surviving AB fight? I mean, I know Barrios knocked him out. I know Barrios knocked him out in six. Barrios knocked him out in six, man. But he still ain't,
man.
AB
couldn't do it.
I mean, but AB's turned into a shit fighter, Ness.
And
come
not my
on,
problem.
Man.
I'm pretty sure nobody knocked him out. I mean, you know, if you want to get technical, nobody knocked him out, right? I could look it up for you, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Nah. You know what, Ness, man? I ain't fucking with you tonight, man. We ain't going to do that, man. You're right, Ness, because that's why you need to go to this shit. But that being said, man, yo, Ness, man, keep the show going. That's just my opinion and thoughts, man. I'll say Canelo by decision. We're going to have a good fight card this weekend, man. And let's keep the sport pushing. I'm out.
Fuck. Russell knocked him out first, then Barrios. Gary Antoine in six, Barrios in Ocho. And your boy AB couldn't do it.
Is what it is, man. Is what it is. I still ain't giving him credit for that shit, man. That being said, yo, man, everybody just bet on Ugas, man. I'm out.
All right. We got to get to the super chat. Yo, it looks like YouTube updated the super chats. They like round and shit now. Mad Bet 100, $2. Daily dose of Tanquil. Lubin, two hammer emojis. Ramos, towel stoppage. Okay. Hot box a minute, $5. Peace to all the gods, Earths, and Nesta Gibbs. Saluting face. This weekend is about to be lit for boxing fans. Hit that like button, you damn heathens. Face with Hardeen smoke from the nose. Face exhaling Hardeen smoke. And that fire we burning on. Yo, you should drive up, man. You're in San Diego, bro. Come to our fight party, man. Come hang out, man. We got Two-Tone, a superstar, coming out. Bruce Shushu Carrington. Who else we invited? Bones Coach Bones Adams. Fucking Hammer's at Bones Gym right now. Coach Bones Adams. Coach Bill Haney. Coach Flick. Troy Isley. We invited Cash Fuller, but he got some plans. He going to let me know. I told him to let me know. I ain't sending out addresses unless we know. Micah coming through. Bunch of people, man. Y'all should definitely tap in. We got Mix616. Welcome to the prospect level, Mix. You might as well just go to the champ level. Tomorrow's the betting show. You want to make that money. It's a big, big betting weekend. I'm pretty sure you'll make that 15 back. Rod of the Storm, $5. Great undercard except for Barrios versus Ugas. That's a poop emoji. Fight that only Spence fans care for. Barrios, the Mexican guinea pig, and Ugas, the hype job. See, I disagree. I've been following Barrios from the beginning before Al Heyman, since his father Martin was training him. Before Virgil Hunter, I love Barrios. He's always been my guy. I don't even know what you're talking about. Guinea pig? Why? Because he fought Tank and Thurman? That makes him a guinea pig? I mean, that Tank fight made him a star. Small star in boxing, right? In boxing. Not star like the normal word, but like star in boxing. And then he parlayed that into a pay-per-view with Thurman. And here he is now on another pay-per-view card. Shout out to Louis the Cubas for managing that boy so well. Average boxing fan, $2. Haney versus Hitchens, 2024. Technically at its finest. No. Yeah. Technicality at its finest. I mean, that's what I said, but we got to find out whether that Haney fight is a one-fight deal or multi-fight deal. If it's a multi-fight deal, then that's a possibility. Mike Hicks. Salute to Mike Hicks that gave us a couple of months of coffee. So far, I'm not done, so I'm going to say a couple of months. All different flavors. Cinnabons, Dunkin' Donuts, all that great shit. It's crazy. He says $2 Cash App, so he saved me that 30% raping you records from my good friends over at YouTube. And he said, great movie recommendation, Ness, the Mexican astronaut movie with the astronaut emoji and the rocket ship emoji. I fucking told y'all. That is like one of the best movies I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, if your girl try to slip you, you know, to watching like Notebook or something, you got to hit her with the, nah, let's watch this instead. You feel me? Alex, what's up, bro? You keep jumping in and out. De La Vega, you going to talk or what? Mad Bent, Cien.
What's up, Ness? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right, man, listen. Lubin going to beat Ramos. He's going to hammer Sledge and jack his ass. He's young enough to have recovered from the hard fight he had. He has shown more skill in every fight that he had. He has shown a better chin in all the recent fight that he had. You know, he got hit and hurt with Pandora, but he also dropped Pandora, and then of course his face got messed up, so they put in the towel. But Ramos is coming off Joey Spencer, man. I never believed in Joey Spencer.
Mm.
I don't know how he was a prospect of the year. I never believed in him.
I mean, he beat more than Joey Spencer, though. He got bigger wins than Joey Spencer.
I know, he got Mendoza. But that's his last fight, right? I know that Joey Spencer picked him. I'm like, how dare he? How dare Joey Spencer pick somebody?
And remember, he knocked out Vladimir Hernandez. Like, people don't look at that win, but Vladimir Hernandez upset J-Rock's return, who was a former unified.
Yeah, but J-Rock was coming back from being damaged, man.
Yeah, no, but
he was coming back from being damaged physically.
But that kid Vladimir showed you he was done, and then that kid Vladimir upset. Let me see. He upset Truck the other day. Like, that kid Vladimir is no joke, bro.
Yeah, he's no joke. And Lubin is no joke.
Alfredo Angulo. Look, he upset back-to-back, bro. Alfredo Angulo, Aaron Coley, and Julian Williams. Then took a loss to Jesus Ramos by
Alfredo
knockout.
Alfredo Angulo.
Bro,
Alfredo Angulo, come on.
Yeah,
man.
You can say that all you want, but that's what I'm saying. Alfredo not supposed to lose
to
him.
Name. Yeah, he was supposed to lose. Because
no.
No.
This guy's a journeyman, bro.
No. After Alfredo got caught by the ICE and put in detention and came back and forth, my man from Texas, fucking, what the fuck is his name?
He also beat Danny Dalvilla twice. Oh, shit. That was my...
After Angulo came back from detention and fought and Wolf Fighter, he was damn as good. Never the same afterwards. Anyway, nonetheless, I'm picking Lubin to, I did a money line bet on Lubin at put 20 to win the fight. I did a bet for Lubin to stop him in between group rounds, between 10 and 12. The kid is not ready. He's big. He has some skill, but he's not as versatile as Lubin. And Lubin got power. He got speed. And he showed a lot of experience. The way he beat up my man, and I like that dude, in his last fight, he showed he's comfortable. Even when he was getting beat, hammered from the Inferno, he was still there, looking comfortable. And he dropped the Inferno, but it was too much. I'm not picking Ramos. I don't think he's ready. He's big, but he's too soon. He's gonna get beaten. Experience, speed, power, and of course skill. Lubin has it all. Barrios is gonna beat Ugas. Ugas he had his time. And Barrios is young, and he's gonna fuck Ugas eye up again, his face, and get him out of there. Not by knockout, he's gonna win by decision. That's the bet. But that's my call, man. Great show. That's all the picks I got.
Appreciate you, champ. Appreciate you. De La Vega.
Hey, Ness, can you hear me all right this time?
Yep.
All right, excellent. Good evening to all. Yeah, man, this undercard is, man, it's one of the best I've seen in a minute. I'm trying to remember the last time we had a great undercard. I know a lot of people are going to say maybe back in January. It had good names back on the Tank versus Hector Garcia. But this one, there's a lot of good matchups. I mean, like aforementioned, the Kermel Moten debut. If you know anything about maybe some things that happened a few years ago when it came to a hate crime, the dude that Beck Nurmagomedov is fighting, I think his name is Abimbola Asundairo. Yeah,
the Jussie Smollett.
That
case.
Is the dude, right? Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
I watched him spar, man.
Oh yeah, is he good?
I think he is. Danny thinks the other guy is better though.
Okay, yeah, because that's a okay super middleweight fight. I mean, dude's 10-0. What he got, like 8-7 KOs? I bet from probably from what, like Eastern Europe with that name.
Who, Bimbola?
You never
the
know
what
those dudes are like. Yeah, Beck.
No, Beck got 8 KOs, Nurmagomedov. 10 fights, 8 KOs. He's from Uzbekistan. Or let me double check.
He's from Uzbekistan. Okay. And that dude, Joshon James, if you watch that Johnny Beck undercard, he had a draw on there. So he has been on TV before. And then, we all know Terrell Gachet, Keandre Leatherwood. You know, he's been in there with a lot of dudes. Honestly, that fight, that's probably the fight to eat dinner or go out, get some beer.
Damn.
I know it is disrespectful. I don't mean to be disrespectful, just... It's probably not going to be an exciting fight. Terrell Gachet is a very good boxer for sure, but I mean, you know, we want to be entertained, or we want to see some great boxing, and I'm just not sure where Gachet is at this time. You got Gabriel Goyaz Valenzuela. He's managed and I believe trained by Eddie Reynoso. And then, Vostek, man, I remember when he came back, everyone was saying he needs to fight Dmitry Bivol. And in my head, I'm like, nah, this guy's been gone for like 3, 4, 5 years. He had an extremely tough fight before he, had his semi-retirement or short retirement. And, I think it's good that he's staying active, but it's just funny how boxing fans, they see the name, they see that BoxRec rating, number 6 at light heavyweight. They want to see him against the top dogs, but I like that he's going ahead and getting the cobwebs off, if you remember, man, he was a very good fighter. He defeated Adonis Stevenson. That better be a fight was competitive until obviously it wasn't with the stoppage. So the dude he's fighting is from Brazil. Got knocked out by Damon Nicholson some years ago and also fought Popeye Rivera, the dude from over there, like from New England. He had that fight with Badu Jack. You know, you've seen a lot of names being moved around, a lot of common opponents or guys that fought some other guys that we all know. You know, Frank Sanchez, I just don't get it. You know, after that fight with F.A., he was on top of the world. You know, we were really thinking, all right, he's ready for the next level. And since then, I remember he's supposed to fight Negron, gets Christian Hammer, then fights Negron, and I hated the way he looked. He was trying to be this big power puncher, not setting anything up. Gets a whatever fight. Then they're saying him and Chris Arreola, they're gonna make the fight. And that was okay because, you know, we all know Chris Arreola looked pretty decent in the Andy Ruiz fight, even off a long layoff. So getting Scott Alexander, to me, that's a dud. You know, I guess whatever, it didn't happen, but I mean, last time I saw Scott Alexander, didn't he get like flatlined first round by Zili Zhang? So, I mean, staying active is all good, but Frank, man, we want to see you in the big fights. I think he's very skilled. He can box well. So we'll see from there. This Garcia versus Resendez fight, I don't know how to feel about it. The dude was right, he said earlier. Garcia had a slow start, and he turned it on. Resendez, if you remember the Hurd fight, Hurd had a good start. Resendez turned it on. So it's really going to be interesting to see how these two, you know, you got the Mexican style versus the Texan style. You know, if we're going to, I think this fight, we're going to see who Elijah Garcia is. Is he really that blue chip prospect, or Resendez is just going to be the guy that is going to be probably, you know, thrown into the 160 mix. You know, so I'm interested. I'm not sure if it ends in knockout. I think they're both young. They're both strong. You know, and they're both hungry. You know, of course you want to see knockouts, but yeah, man, I might thinking that might go towards decision. Ugas versus Barrios. I just hate long layoffs. I just can't deal with long layoffs. He's coming off an injury. He's a counter puncher, so he's all about timing. So coming off a long layoff against Barrios, who's starting to get a little bit active, I thought he looked amazing against Santiago. I really enjoyed the way he boxed, the way he mixed it in, the way he got into the groove. So I'm picking Barrios to defeat Ugas. Probably decision, but I mean, if he gets a stoppage, who knows? But most likely stoppage. Ramos versus Lubin, man. What a great co-main event. Remember Lubin? He was hot on the scene. You know, they thought he could have medaled for the U.S., turned pro young. You know, title shot at 22. You know, came on the comeback trail. I was riding for him against Fondora. I said, man, he has all the ability, and he's going to get it done. He's going to show that Fondora just isn't really like that. And you got to get, you know, I had to tip my cap. Fondora did his thing. He stopped him. Lubin, he's looked okay. I think he's had one or two fights since then. It might have just been the one, right? Arias? Yeah. That might have been just the one fight.
Yeah.
He looked okay. You know, but Ramos, man, Ramos is kind of just like Lubin, right? You know, thrown in there young. He's been getting his dubs. You know, Terrence Crawford's camp said, you know, they really bigged him up. They said Ramos has been great work for Terrence Crawford. You know, and I like how they've been building him, you know, like, you know, the Mendoza fight. Look how well that aged. I really enjoyed the Luke Santa Maria fight. I thought Santa Maria was giving him a lot of trouble with his footwork, but he adjusted and he secured that victory. And that's the kind of things you want to see in someone that you're going to say is a future champion, adjustments. So I seen Ramos do that. And that Joey Spencer fight, like, wow, that was a monster performance. So I got to go Ramos. And I mean, Lubin, you know, my Florida brother, I'm sorry, but I am thinking Ramos might get the stoppage. So, man, great undercard. I'm going to be tuning in all day. We need to get that schedule for the Showtime YouTube. I'm going to be looking for it. So once I get it, I'm going to, you know, send it to you, Ness, and, of course, send it over to Discord. Yeah, man, appreciate the time, and everybody have a good night.
Appreciate you. Excellent call. Great breakdowns. You guys know the number to call in. It's still open, 1-425-569-5241. Discord, Twitter Spaces available. Superstar AT, what up?
Yo.
I hear you.
Yo, Nuts, we're shaking. Boy Boxing Voice, we're shaking.
What up, what up?
What up, this AT, man. You know it's AT when you hear yo. Yo! Hey, yo. Listen, I got Ramos. I got Ramos smoking Lubin. And I also got Barrio smoking Ugas. I think Ugas is just a punching bag. And I don't know if you've seen on DraftKings, they got Charlo up +500 for the decision. So, you know, we're gonna throw some bread on that. You know what I mean? Just in case he make an upset and whatnot. But yeah, man. I ain't really got much to say, man. I was listening. I just figured I'd give a call the first time. You know what I mean? I'm always sending a little super chat in and giving my little comments and whatnot. But yeah, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man.
Appreciate Thanks. You, champ. I put it together right away that you were the YouTube super chatter. So salute. Who do we got here? Let's see who is on the line. Number available 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. One time to voice your opinion on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget we also have Twitter Spaces and Discord available for those long distance calls. Free of charge. You feel me? Jonathan and Hollister, what up? Just dropped off, champ. Let's give him a few seconds. And let me double check if we got any super chats we got to get to. We last stopped off. Hot box a minute. We got to keep it moving. No, he says $2 facts. Face with tears of joy. I'm going to buy Danny a rooster and put it on his head. Huh? Rider of the Storm. We read that. Antonio Gallino, $5. What happened with the Viper bag? Did it get raffled already? Yes. Actually, the mailman won it. I got to send that shit out. Jerv won that. And the Crunk shirt. So we got to do a new raffle. We got Jesse Hernandez. Welcome to that prospect. Prospect level. Jesse, we appreciate you, but truth be told, you make your money back if you just upgrade to that championship level. This way you can listen to the betting show, place the bets, make your moolah back. Let's see what else we got. Rider of the Storm. So now we stars because we lose to Tank. Never heard of the nonsense. That means Charlo, Lubin, Garcia will become bigger stars after Saturday night. Quite possibly. Dwayne Lewis, $2. Engineer in Houston or Dallas. Graduate, 2024 fall. Salute to you. Congratulations. Let's go, Dwayne. Let's go. That school paid off. You feel me? Appreciate you. Looks like we got everybody, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Catch me on the next one, mañana in the morning. That's 6 a.m., 9 a.m. Eastern, and 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until the next one, peace.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People. AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.